In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of God shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them,
"Do not be afraid. I bring you great news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger."
Suddenly a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying,
"Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests."
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another,
"Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about."
So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
Well, children and grown-ups, we have sung about Jesus, we've read about Jesus, now we're going to think about Jesus. And over here we've got the town of Bethlehem. Now children, just to help me so we don't forget, can anyone see, what's that on here? What is that on the Bethlehem? What's that?
A crown.
Okay, if I say the word Bethlehem, I want you to say town of the king. Have we got that? Let's try it. Bethlehem. Brilliant. So if I say Bethlehem, excellent. And that's because Bethlehem was where King David had lived. Sorry, Bethlehem was because that's where King David had come from. And we're going to think a bit more about that in a few moments. But before we go to Bethlehem, we need to go. My notes even say pause and I didn't. Okay. Brilliant. We're going to go to that place over there. And before we do though, you need to help me with some other things you saw or you heard in the story. It's in verses 8 to 11, and you need to help me here. We've got some fields over here, but who was in the fields? Who was in the fields? Excellent job. Shepherds, let's have a look. Yeah, we've got shepherds. Don't be looking from up there, okay? Don't want that yet. Okay, we've got shepherds. I'm looking for a number between 2 and 4. How many shepherds? Excellent. I heard 3. Brilliant. We've got 3 shepherds. Okay. What would the shepherds be looking after? What were they looking after?
Sheep.
Here's some sheep that we got earlier. Excellent. Okay. Now, that's quite a pile of sheep. Let's move those around a bit. Okay. Now, we've got some sheep. Did anyone listen really carefully? Was it daytime or nighttime? Nighttime, okay. Here's one the teenagers prepared earlier. Brilliant, it's nighttime. There's some, look, I know, it's amazing, isn't it? Wilco's finest. Now, we've got everything we need. Shepherds, sheep, it's nighttime. Everything is really normal, but who then appeared? Who then appeared? Do you know? Yeah, Ben. An angel, brilliant, an angel, hold on, excellent, an angel, okay, an angel appears, brilliant, an angel appears. Children, can you imagine, you're the shepherds, there you are, you're in the fields outside of Bethlehem, you're either having a sleep or you're watching your sheep, you're probably taking it in turns, and all of a sudden, the angel of the Lord appears, not just any angel. That'd be a big deal. But but the angels of the Lord. And not only that, the glory of the Lord shines around. Basically, that only happens when God is going to say something or do something really big. So angels of the Lord and the glory of the Lord means there's like a big story that's going to happen. Lord and glory, big story. That's what you've got to think. That's what's going to happen just outside of Bethlehem. You see, the angel of the Lord is like God's big postman or God's spokesman, if the adults want a bigger word. The person who speaks for God. And it's always worth listening to what he has to say. So there's the shepherds sleeping or watching the sheep. And all of a sudden, angel of the Lord and glory, something really big must have happened. Something really big that God wants them not to ignore, but to explore. That's what he wants them to do. And it's all about what has just happened over in Bethlehem. Brilliant. I was just seeing if I could do it. That's great. Thank you. In Bethlehem, Aoife, you can tell me off later. Brilliant. You see what's going on. But can you imagine those shepherds? What was the big word? Did anyone see the big word? Almost in a minute. The big word. They were terrified. It means they were really, 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 really scared. But then the angel speaks to them. And he tells them they don't need to be afraid because everything he's got to say is good news. Good news for them then and good news for us today. So what is it we need to work out that made Jesus, thank you James, made Jesus so special, him being born that made it good news? Good news, the shepherds were told, good news of great joy. Good news of great joy. Now, when we think about joy, we think about being happy. So think fun presents and family and friends and food. All the things that will probably make us happy over Christmas. Well, joy is about being happy. But when the Bible speaks about joy, it's about being happy forever. Better than all of those things. It's happiness that goes on forever and ever. And here we're hearing that it is good news of great joy, not just for a few people, but for lots of people. In fact, for all people. So let's have a look at verse 11. I'm going to read it for us, and you can help me in a moment work out just why Jesus is so special. Let me read you verse 11. Here's what the angel said. Today in the town of David, a saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. Children, grown-ups, there are lots of words there with lots of big Bible ideas in them. They're all about Jesus and they're all about God keeping his promises. Children, be honest. We love promises. We love promises about those fun presents and food and family and friends coming to stay. We love all of those things. But what we really love is when people keep their promises. Well, God has made some really big promises before Jesus, and now he is going to keep them. You see, before Jesus was born, people like those shepherds were called the Israelites, and they were God's people, and they had had a really good king. He came from a place called Bethlehem, and he was called King David, but he didn't live forever. And God promised him that one day he would send a king from his family who would live forever as the perfect king. And here we've got a baby being born in the town of David. Oh, could he be from David's family? And then if we read it, it says, he is the Messiah. That means God's special king. And he is the Lord. That means he is God as well. There are loads of brilliant things, good news we're being told. But I've missed one thing. You've got to help me. Have a look at verse 11 again, or listen up. I'll read it for us. There's something about Jesus, and it starts with the letter S. Let me read it for us. Today in the town of David, a saviour has been born to you. Okay, what was it, children? Someone help me. What is it? Yeah, Buzz. Saviour. It's saying that Jesus, this king, this promised king, is the king who has come to save. The news keeps getting better and better. So children, you have done a brilliant job. We just need to make sure we don't forget that Jesus was going to be a saving king. That's the promise. That's what the angel's saying. So let's put this here. The angel is saying that God's saving king has been born in the city of David, in the town of David, in Bethlehem. Okay, children, you've done a brilliant job so far. Let's just remember, what have we got? We've got the shepherds, the sheep, the angels. We've been told that Jesus is God's king. Better than that, he is God's saving king, and he's been born. But children, that only really makes sense if we think about what we would need. Not yet, James. You've been watching, James. That only makes sense if we think about just what it is we need saving from. So let's do a little bit of thinking about what we might need saving from. So what would we need? Let's think about this for a moment. What would we need the fire engine and the firemen and women to come for? What would we need? What would be the problem? Alex? To stop fires. So if there's a fire and we need saving from a fire, then actually we would want someone to come and rescue us and save us. We would need a fireman, a firewoman, firefighters. Okay, let's have another one. Look at this one. A rescue helicopter. When do you think we might need something like that? What might we need saving from? What do you think? A mountain. Okay, yes, saving off a mountain. Brilliant. I thought the sea, but I think that's even better. If we were stuck on a mountain and we needed lifting off and saving from getting stuck on the mountain, then that would be really good. Okay, let's see what else we've got. Apologies to the professionals. Okay, here is a really important kit. Okay, who might this belong to? Who do we think this could be from? A doctor. Now, if mummy and daddy couldn't do the job and Calpol wasn't working, what would the doctor do for us, do you think? What would they do for us? What would they do? Yeah. I saw a hand there, and words make us better over there. Brilliant. They would save us from being ill, wouldn't they? From being sick. Lots of different people rescue us from different things. But you see, when we see what the Bible says and what Jesus came to save us from, we see that the biggest thing we need saving from, it's a really little word, but a really big problem, and the problem is sin. You see, all through the Bible, we see what we are like. God made us, God made the shepherds, God made our friends and family, God made Mary, God made Joseph, God made everyone, and he made us to love him and live his good way in his good world. But the truth is that Mary and Joseph hadn't done it, and the shepherds hadn't done it, and we haven't done that. We haven't loved God or lived his way in his world. We live as if we are the ones in charge. Over the next few days, we will probably see just how true that is. When there will be times when children, you might get jealous of someone else. Or children, you might get angry with someone or not want to obey your parents. Parents, we might see it when we get impatient. Or we snap at one another. We see, don't we, that when we think about how we treat other people in what we think, in what we do, and what we say, we can see that each of us has a problem that we live our way, not God's way, in God's world. And the problem is for us is that sin separates us from God. It separates me and you, Mary, Joseph, the shepherds, and everyone from God. Here and now, that means that we don't have peace with God. It's like we're not friends with God. There aren't good feelings between us. In the future, it will mean that we don't get to be with God forever. Think about all those good things we talked about earlier. Fun and food and friendship and family. They are all good things that God gives us. But if we don't have peace with God, if we've still got a sin problem, then actually we won't get to enjoy those things forever. So sin is a really big problem, and we really need peace with God. We need God to be our friends. Now, children, if you were listening really carefully, you might have spotted whether Jesus came to solve that problem. Let me read you verses 13 and 14, and I want you to tell me what it is that there will be on earth. Let me read it for us. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth, peace to those on whom his favour rests." Did you spot it? What was the thing there's going to be on earth? What is the thing that there's going to be? You can shout it out for me. Go on, Alex. Peace on earth. Sin means we don't have peace with God. Jesus comes as a saving king, so he will save from sin. So we can have, let's put this over here, we can have peace with God. We can have peace with God now. He can start being our friend and our father. And we can have peace with God forever. So that in the future, we get to live in that perfect world with him, where everything will be good forever. Just think about what the angel is saying. He's not saying that Jesus is a fireman who saves from fire, or a doctor who saves when we're ill, or the Coast Guard, or the mountain rescue. He's saying Jesus is the king who saves from sin, so we can have peace with God forever. Now, think about those shepherds. They've been woken up by the Lord, the angel of the Lord, and by God's glory. They've been told now this amazing story, this good news, that they can have peace with God. But the question is for them, did they think it was true? We need to think about what they do next. Have a look at verse 12 with me. Because brilliantly, the angel gives them a sign, something that will prove to them that it's true. Let me read you verse 12. "This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." How would they know the saving king had come, who could save from sin and give them peace with God? It was if they found a baby lying in a manger, not in a house or a hospital, but in a stable. Thank you, James, from earlier. In a stable and laying, not in a cot or a bed, but in a feeding trough where animals got their food from. Now, we've got a bit of a problem here, because we've all got really used to the idea of Jesus being in a stable, but it's really weird. A baby in a manger is really, really strange. It is not normal. There was nothing stranger for those shepherds than a baby being born in a manger. So if they find a baby in a manger, they know that everything that God has said about Jesus being a saving king is really, really true. So they've got a choice. They've got to decide whether they will ignore what the angel said or explore what the angel said. Will they ignore? Will they explore to see if it really is true? Why do you think explore? What did you find in your bag, Benji? What did you find in your bag, Benji? Your brother's got yours. We're going to see you're right. We're going to think about exploring in a moment. Well, children, so we've got the shepherds. They've been told that Jesus is the saving king they need. And they've got a choice to make. What are they going to do with this amazing news? Well, let me read you verses 15 and a little bit of verse 16. And I want you to tell me if they stay with the sheep or whether they go to Bethlehem. Not bad. Here we go. "When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, 'Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about.' So they hurried off." What do? Do they stay or do they go to the stable? What do they do? What do they do, Ben? They go to the stable. They choose to not ignore. They go and, as Benji said, they go and they explore. Which is why we gave you those magnifying glasses. They don't say, no, I'm not interested. They go, oh, let's see if it's really true. Let's go and have a look at the evidence. They didn't just accept what the angel said. they went and had a look for themselves. They were really busy shepherds. It might have been easier to ignore it, but they went and explored instead. So what we need to do, let's move our shepherds a little bit closer for a moment. And we need to see just what they discovered when they got there. So, James, this is your moment. Okay, what do we find? Okay, so we're looking for Mary, a mother. We're looking for Joseph, a father. We're looking for a manger. And we're looking for a baby. Those of you that are closer or looking at the big screen, are all of those things there? Yeah, James, what do you think? Yeah, a manger, brilliant. Now, that's all a little bit hard to see, so we're going to do a quick scene adjustment. Hold on. Let's move this down here for a moment. We realised the other one was a little too small, so we've got a better one here. But there's something they've got to find, haven't they? What have they got to find in the manger? What have they got to find in the manger? A baby. And what? Jesus, brilliant. And what does the baby need to be wrapped in? What do we think? Cloths. Okay. Should we take a look? Let's have a look. Brilliant. Look at this. Baby from the manger wrapped in cloths. Back carefully. Do you see what's happened? Everything that they were told, they would discover, they have found right there in the manger. It is just like they've been told. So let's put a big tick here. They were told there would be a saving king. They didn't ignore it. They went exploring for the saving king. And then they found him. Every time they thought about the manger, they would have thought saving king. And we need to do the same. So let's do another quick adjustment. Here we go. There we go. Okay. So every time we think manger, we need to think saving king, because that's who Jesus is. So what do the shepherds do next? Well, the shepherds, in verse 20, it tells us they went home glorifying and praising God. In other words, they realized they were promised that they could have, they were promised that they would have a saving king. They saw the saving king. They went home praising God because they knew they can now have peace with God now and forever. Everything was just as they had been told. They went home full of joy. It really was the best news they could ever hear. But it wasn't just the best news they could ever hear. It's the best news that you and I could ever hear. Peace with God now and forever. Sins forgiven. Knowing God as our friend now, one day enjoying life with him, is the best thing we could ever be promised. And children, grown-ups, we are like the shepherds then. We have a choice to make. We can ignore or we can explore. We can decide to go and have a look at the evidence about Jesus or ignore the good news about Jesus. And you know, children, we are so much better off than those shepherds. We've got all the things that we've learned here about Jesus being the saving king written down for us. And then in the Bible we find the Gospels, the good news about Jesus, all the history about what he did and what he said, which shows he's the saving king. And then we've got the evidence of him actually dying on the cross to save from sin, how he actually saves. And children, it keeps going on, because we've also got the evidence to prove that Jesus came back to life again. There was an empty tomb at Easter. The shepherds had some evidence. They had to choose whether to ignore or explore. And they said they would explore. Children, you and I and grown-ups, we have even more evidence. And the choice is there for us. Ignore or explore. What will we do with the good news of his life, his death, and his resurrection? That is the big question for us today. The shepherds were busy. We are busy. There are lots of good things God gives us. Food and fun, friendship and family. They are all things, though, that could distract us from thinking about Jesus. If you asked the shepherds, was it worth exploring? They would have said yes. If you ask your friends who are already trusting in Jesus, they would say it's worth exploring more about Jesus. Children, grown-ups, why don't we make this year the year that we don't ignore, but we explore Jesus? Let's just pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you kept your promises and sent Jesus to be the saving King we need. We thank you the shepherds chose to explore and not ignore. We pray that we'll be those who explore and don't ignore the brilliant news about Jesus. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to stand now and sing the brilliant news of Jesus being that saving King. Let's sing Hark the Herald together. Well, that brings us to the end of our time together this afternoon. It has been a joy to celebrate Jesus with you. We would love, as a church family, to help you explore more about Jesus. So you'll find in the pack that the children have, or if you didn't get a pack, on the way out, a few things to help you. There's Luke's Gospel, so you can think through more about the life, death and resurrection of Jesus. There's a little book called Christmas in Three Words, to help you explore what goes on at Christmas, that first Christmas. And then two other things here for you. One is Hope Explored. This is a chance for 3 evenings on Zoom to think more about Jesus and why he's such good news. And children, there's a little card for you that says keep exploring. In the new year after Christmas, once you're back at school, here on a Sunday morning, we'll be looking at Luke's Gospel. And we'll have the chance to explore more about Jesus. Well, let me pray for us now as we finish together. Heavenly Father, please help us to enjoy celebrating Jesus, the saving King. May we find true and lasting peace from him. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.